This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi achieved a significant milestone by surpassing 100 million followers on his social media account X. Mr. Modi now holds the distinction of being the world's most followed leader in office on X. Prime Minister Modi is far ahead of other world leaders, including US President Joe Biden, who has 38.1 million, and Prime Minister of Canada Justin Trudeau, who has 6.5 million followers. In a social media post following this achievement, Prime Minister Modi said that he is looking forward to an equally engaging time in the future as well. Union Home Minister Amit Shah congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi on crossing the staggering 100 million follower mark on microblogging site X. National Testing Agency NTA has announced that a retest will be conducted for affected candidates of Common University Entrance Test CUET UG. The examination will be held on 19th of July in a CBT computer-based test mode. Information to all affected candidates has been sent through email mentioning their subject codes. The admit cards for all affected candidates will be issued soon. The NTA said that the final answer keys are being prepared based on the feedback of the subject experts, which will be uploaded soon on the official website, taking into consideration the challenges received online. The entrance test was held in May at various exam centres located in 379 cities, including 26 cities outside India. This time, the test was held in a hybrid mode. The provisional answer key of CUET UG was released on 7th of July and the objection window was closed on 9th of July. The second regional event of the Hamara Samvidhan, Hamara Samman campaign under the aegis of Designing Innovative Solutions for Holistic Access to Justice, Disha, is scheduled to take place in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh on Tuesday. This event commemorates the 75th anniversary of the adoption of the Indian Constitution and India becoming a republic. Delhi Metro will conduct the 10th Online Customer Satisfaction Survey 2024 from today till 14th of August. The main objective of the survey is to collect feedback from the commuters on various components of metro services and facilities. Detailed feedback will be obtained from participating commuters on individual topics with a comprehensive questionnaire. The survey will also seek suggestions for improvements. Commuters who wish to participate in the survey can visit DMRC's official website www.delhimetrorail.com and submit their inputs by clicking on the given links placed on the homepage of the website. In Jammu and Kashmir, the revered annual Yatra of Shri Ashtadash Bhuja Mata Sarthal Devi Ji commenced yesterday in Kishtwar district, marking the beginning of a joyous and spiritually significant event. The Yatra commenced with a grand Havan ceremony held at Gauri Shankar Mandir Sarkut, where devotees offered Ahuti and Purn Ahuti. Foreign investors pumped in nearly 24,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital markets in the first half of July. As per the depositories data, foreign portfolio investors or FPIs invested 15,352 crore rupees in equities and 8,484 crore rupees in the debt market, taking the net investment into the Indian capital markets to 23,836 crore rupees till 12th of July. Heavy rain continues to lash across Kerala, mainly the northern parts of the state. Meteorological Department has predicted heavy rains with thunder and lightning in the state for the next 5 days. In Wimbledon tennis, Carlos Alcaraz of Spain has clinched the men's singles title, defeating Novak Djokovic of Serbia 6-2, 6-2, 7-6. In men's cricket, India finished off its Zimbabwe tour by clinching the five-match T20 international series 4-1. India defeated hosts in the fifth and final match by 42 runs in Harare yesterday, riding on a half-century by Sanju Samson and Mukesh Kumar's four-wicket haul. And that is the end of this news bulletin.